Broadcasting live from the Lower Roswell Road in South Marietta Zaxby's Studios in Cobb County, it's time for Cobb Business Radio, spotlighting and highlighting business leaders in our area.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Cobb County Business Radio X, where I, your host, Lanice Williams, highlight the best and the brightest entrepreneurs that are in and serving Cobb County. And today I am super excited because I have a studio full of guests. This is the first time I have had 3 guests in my studio, so I am very excited to have them. They're going to give us some tips on physical, spiritual, and financial well-being. I have 3 guests. I have Phoenix Gilman, who is a weight loss expert, Jacqueline Charles, who is a host, an activist, and a creator of Women Are Worthy Radio, and also Mr. Jeff Morris, who is a financial consultant. So hopefully they can help us all get those 3 areas of our lives in order. So I'm going to start first with Phoenix. Phoenix Gilman is the owner of Body by Phoenix, which is a fitness studio located in Marietta, Georgia. And so, Phoenix, can you give us some information on some things that maybe many of us go through every day?
Stress, caffeine, nicotine, alcohol, pharmaceutical drugs, over-the-counter meds, artificial sweeteners, lack of exercise, low-fat dieting in general. So we encounter all of those things on any given day, right? Mm-hmm. So around 3 o'clock till bedtime, hello, that brain chemical starts to scream, hey, Lanice, hey, Phoenix, hey, Jacqueline, ooh, bagel sounds good, cocktail sounds good, coffee, whatever it is. So it becomes a vicious cycle. So the other thing I teach my clients is really not only how to first and foremost stabilize that serotonin, quiet the brain, and then it's teaching them really what I call the science of nutrition, teaching them what is healthy, what the brain needs, what the body needs, teach them how to stop the body from storing new fat. And that's why I'm able to do what I do, reverse numerous disease states, mitigate addictions, all within Body by Phoenix.
Awesome. So I know you said you relocated here from
Yes.
California. What brought you to Georgia?
Because I was doing a lot of press at that time for my first edition, and I was doing a lot of press at that time on the East Coast, and it started in your governor had my book, your mayor had my book, so I thought, I moved around quite a bit, so I thought I hadn't tried this area, mm-hmm. and I was looking to get out of California to can further promote my work, and so that's how I really came here. I liked the area, mm-hmm. and I had a lot of interest in my work here.
Mm-hmm. So you're not going anywhere?
Not yet. My clients wouldn't let me. So I'm very thankful here.
So what is your number one way that you get clients? How do you market your business?
I have been very thankful. I have not done one bit of advertising. The minute I opened my studio, I've been at capacity.
Oh, nice.
Sometimes with a waiting list. And this is all because when a client comes to me, I say, first and foremost, I am a woman of integrity. I want to deliver the results they come to me for. And it's usually, you know, lose weight, get off certain medications, what have you. But in doing so, by me delivering those results in record time, safely, effectively, going above and beyond, in doing so, not only do I give the results to that client, it is so important for me to deliver that. But in doing so, I tell them, you will then go out into the world and inspire untold number of people because they're going to look at you and say, oh my goodness, what have you done? What are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
And it happens over and over and over again. And so it's all word of mouth, just
so
simply
like,
word of mouth.
They're like walking billboards.
Exactly. It is. And it for me, it's important because I want them, as I said, I want them to have the success that I know I can give them. I will give them, teach them everything I know. All I ask for them to do is to let me guide them, show up for their, you know, minimal. They only train with me 2 30-minute sessions a week. I take an hour, I condense it. But again, without the research end, without really teaching them the nutritional part, all the training in the world won't matter. So my business has been built strictly on word of mouth.
So maybe you can give me the secret, but you spoke about cravings.
Yes.
So I'm an emotional eater.
Yes.
I'll be honest.
Yes.
I'm being transparent. I'm telling everyone that's listening, I'm an emotional eater.
Yes.
How can people get away from being emotional eaters and really training their brain?
Unfortunately, I mean, what I'd like to say, as I said earlier, to empower someone to know that it's not about carb addiction, even though it feels very real, or what you spoke about, that it's emotional attachments that mm-hmm. feels very real. Mm-hmm. It's not about any of those. It is, however, about serotonin becoming low. When serotonin becomes low, there's lots of side effects. Cravings are just one. Mm-hmm. So it's what I teach my clients, again, both in the book or in the studio when somebody works with me one-on-one. There is a dietary supplement that helps elevate and maintain this, not a pharmaceutical. Mm-hmm. Okay. But if you don't know the nutritional aspect, then the supplement is useless because you will negate what that supplement is trying to do for you. So the nutrition is extremely important along with the supplement, and together those things will produce amazing results.
Awesome. And if you don't mind, if you can tell our listeners a little bit more about your book. I know you mentioned the title.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, tell us about your book.
The book is titled Diet Failure, The Naked Truth. And
I like that.
Being a woman of integrity, as I said earlier, it was important for me to show through my own body and that of a male client. So on the cover, I am tastefully, for the most part, naked.
And I like that, tastefully naked.
Yes, tastefully naked, because I'm trying to show people the male and the female form what is possible. I was 50 at the time of this photo shoot. My client and dear friend is 57. I'm now 56 and he's 63.
You were 50 on the cover of that book?
Yes.
Wow. That's amazing.
Thank you. And I'm 56 now and he's 63.
You look amazing.
Thank you very much. But more importantly, so when you look at the photo and you say, wow, right? You could say, hopefully we look like healthy individuals. Mm-hmm. But for me, it goes much further than that. It's to say this. I train no different than I train my clients. I train 2 days a week. My friend and client, Billy, trains three. That's it. No pharmaceuticals, no disease states, never go hungry, never feel deprived, body fat bare minimum, and we look like this training, again, bare minimum. Mm-hmm. So to me, that's what's most important is really, it's not about living in the gym. Most people overtrain. So it's about coming to understand the nutritional aspect, being able to get the most out of your training, and also living free of disease.
So with training, it's pretty much quality over quantity.
Absolutely. Absolutely. One of my lines is the only thing worse than not working out is wasting your time when you do.
So true.
Okay. So you have to, you have to stabilize the serotonin, learn what's really healthy to eat, then have somebody, in all modesty, like me, who can train you properly.
No, we're not going to be modest today.
It's really about getting you in and out. I train a lot of women. And I tell them, look, you are the caregivers. Except, you know, at the end of the day, we take care of everyone else. The house, the dog, the children, mm-hmm. the husband, the boyfriend. Hopefully they're separate. and I said, you take care of everyone. But at the end of the day, you don't take care of yourself. Uh-huh. So a lot of the women are run down. So for me, I take a lot of pride in taking care of females. I get them healthy. I make them stronger, more energy. They feel great. I alleviate depression, mitigate addictions, get them off sleep meds, you name it, reverse type 2, and all so they can get more out of life.
Right. I love it. I love it. Love your body, love your life, right?
Thank you. Yes. I love it. Love it. Very nice.
So tell our listeners where they can find out more about you, where your studio is located, how they can contact you, all that good stuff.
Thank you very much. The studio is Body by Phoenix, and I am located in Marietta, just outside the square, 688 Whitlock Avenue, Suite 200. They can contact me directly through my website, which is bodybyphoenix.com. And but that's the way they can reach me. And I initially do a free consultation on the phone with them. If somebody's interested in work with me, I don't charge for that. They can call me. We go over certain details. And then I agree, if we're on the same page, that we can meet at the studio for a free one-on-one consultation.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Well, you're going to hang around while we talk to Jackie.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Great. Good morning, Miss Jackie Charles.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm wonderful. First of all, I want to thank you for agreeing or allowing me to be on your show today.
Awesome. Definitely. Of course. Maybe we can hear about your show, too.
Oh, sure. My show is called, first, let me tell you about Jackie Charles. I'm originally from Brooklyn. Don't hold it against me, okay? I am now a peach. My husband transferred to Georgia, so I'm here with him. We've been married 26 years next year. Woo-woo!
Ooh,
26
nice.
Years! That's I deserve a star.
You deserve 5 stars.
Yes, thank you. basically, I also have an organization called Women Are Worthy, and Women Are Worthy radio show. I started this because I noticed women weren't working together. They weren't coming together. So I said, you know what? I didn't want to be part of the problem. I want to be part of the solution. Yes. So I said, you know what? I'm sure there's going to be like-minded women like myself. Let me go out and find them. Mm-hmm. And by the grace of God, I found them. So I created the Women Are Worthy Facebook page, and I do motivational quotes and everything, and Instagram. And I've noticed, usually at 9 o'clock, that's when I post my affirmations and things. If 9:15 comes on and if there isn't anything, oh, they're blowing up my phone. they're blowing up my, you. Yeah, like, where is it? Where is it? So then I said, you know what? Let me go even a little further. Prior to that, I trained doctors. Mm-hmm. Today is Monday. This is 5 weeks. I stepped away from my corporate America job to do this full time.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So I'm now a full time entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. We are also a nonprofit organization. So we believe in giving back. So we want to empower women. We also offer coaching. We also offer things about relationship, how to help women in, you know, feel stagnated. Because you hear that statistic in Atlanta, there's so many men and so few women. You know, I can't find a guy. I can't find a guy. Sometimes it's who you attract. You know, sometimes it's in there. But at the end of the day, I want people to know that women can work together. We have to empower each other. We have to be the way how men do it. They may not like each other, but somehow they respect each other and they pool their resources. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're all about. We're all about sharing. And Miss Phoenix Gilman, honey, you are slamming. Whoever's listening out there, aww, I have to give props to my queens. You know, Miss Lanice for having this phenomenal radio show, and Miss Gilman.
Thank you.
We have estrogens in the room, so I have to salute them. You know, we have guys here, but you know, this is all about empowering our women. You know. No bad things towards the guys. But basically, that's what we're all about. We're also going into the community, trying to we're in Cobb County. I'm in Kennesaw. And we're going out and talking to the business owners. Because somehow, a lot of the business owners or the people don't realize that we have resources right in our community. Mm-hmm. People are driving to Atlanta. They're going to Alpharetta. When you have the prime resources here.
So
that's what we're all about. We want people to know that, yes, you have a business here or whatever resources you're looking for, it's right here in your backyard. Let's start in the backyard instead of Googling and, oh, let me go to Atlanta. Great attorneys, Lanice Williams. You know, things
oh,
like...
Oh, nice plug. Thank you.
Come on. I'm all about that. You know? So, you know, we have to do that. So that's what we're all about. Empowering, educating. We're not... it's a non-judgment zone. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't care what your issues are. You know, we're here to talk about it. And let's just, you know, let's just have a good time. That's what this whole... You know, this is a journey. I tell people our radio show and our organization is about... It's basically going through a tunnel. You're driving through the tunnel. And the listeners are driving through the tunnel. The guest is on the other side of the tunnel where there's light at the end of the tunnel pulling these people. Come on, you can do it, you can do it, you can do it. Because as Ms. Phoenix mentioned, we're so busy as women, as caregivers. We're taking care mm-hmm. of everyone. I'm finding women feel guilty just to go get a manicure or pedicure. They'll do everything for their kids. Honey, neither do I do the pedicure, manicure, massage. You know what I'm saying? And you have the kids and you're the soccer mom and you don't want to spend 5 minutes just woosah. So we need to come together as a community. If I'm off, why can't I volunteer to take care of your children for a couple of hours? That's what we need to do. We need to be able to, just like when you're on an airplane, you have to put the mask over yourself first. Mm-hmm. So we have to take care of ourselves first. So I'm working on the inside and, you know, there are other people working on the outside, but we have to somehow make it click without feeling guilty. I am sick of men asking or people asking, how do you balance your work life? They don't ask men that. I don't like those questions, mm-hmm. but you know.
Well, tell us a little bit about how you got to this point in your life. I was reading your bio. I was really intrigued by your story. So if you can tell our listeners about this journey that you took, how you got here.
Oh, okay. I got here. I'm very spiritual and I believe in God. I was raised around men. I work around men. And I noticed that when I'm around women, I would see them doing the gossipy stuff. And I just didn't like it.
I don't ever see that. I don't know what you're talking about.
I can imagine you don't. So I just didn't like it. So I started having this thing because I was raised by a father. My mother passed. Mm-hmm. So I just never understood why women would do that. So I started to if a woman would come up to me, I would shut her down. Mm-hmm. So one day I had a dream and it was God spoke to me and told me, Jackie, you have to help women. I'm like, no, I don't know what you're talking about. No, nope, not doing it. Nope, 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 not doing it. And then I got sick where it was my health where they told, and I got sick down here, where the doctors told my husband, because my husband and I, we're the only two that are down here. My daughter, she's moved and she's in, you know, she's working in New York. So it's just us. We have no family. So the doctors told my husband, you need to call her family because it's not looking good.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I got well. I prayed to God. I said, okay, God, please, I need you to help me. I'm going to do whatever you need me to do. Okay, you need to help women. Okay, I get back in the corporate world. I'm like, see you, deuces. I'm not doing it because it was such a struggle. It was such a struggle, but I didn't realize it was me putting out those negative energies. Like if a woman comes up to me, I know she's going to be negative. So I got sick again. This time they told my husband, you might as well plan the funeral.
Wow.
Okay. I said, God, I promise you, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. I don't care what I have to do. I'm going to do this. I got well. So the first thing I did was, Women Are Worthy. Don't ask me how that name just popped into my head. Women Are Worthy. Yes. So I said, okay, God, this is what you told me I need to do. I'm going to do it. So I started the Women Are Worthy Facebook page. I started getting a lot of positive women. We're just, you know, I've never had any hate doing this. I'm like, oh my God. Okay. God. Okay. You know, a little something, something. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I'm going to follow you. And, so then I started reaching out to other women. So then I started asking women, why don't you come on? Let's start the radio show. I said something in November. I had a conversation. I was in Woodstock, Georgia. I was in a pizza store, and the pizza store was called, for example, New York Pizza. So I walked in and I'm like, I'm so sick of you guys calling yourself New York and it's not New York anything, blah, 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 blah. And the guy comes over to me and he's like, I'm telling you, you're going to like this pizza. So we're going back and forth. He was from New York, going back and forth, back and forth. So this guy taps me on my back and I'm like, what do you want? And he's like, what do you do for a living? I said, I train doctors. He's like, no, what do you do for a living? I said, dude, I train doctors. He's like, no, what do you want to do? I said, look, I want to be on the radio. He's like, really? I said, yeah. He's like, I work for Fox. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, I work for Fox. Call my manager. You're a hoot. You need to be on the radio. Well, anyway, he gets me to speak to his manager, and I speak with his manager, and you know, then I started the radio show. And so come full circle, I decided to do my own radio show. Mm-hmm. And it was just phenomenal. I mean, I love it. I love it. I don't care how tired I am, because for my corporate job, my market was in the Augusta Statesboro market. So I was traveling 3 weeks out of the month.
Wow.
And living in hotels and things like that, you know, with my doctors, and then coming back. But I just love this. I just love when you're talking to someone and you're helping them. But really, I'm going to be honest, I'm selfish. It's all about me because I love seeing the excitement. I love seeing them when they're sharing. I just love the empowering and what I can give. I'm just giving a platform. This is not me. This is just a vessel. I'm just the facilitator. Mm-hmm. And you're here just giving encouraging words. People who have breast cancer, they're helping other people coming through that. I get doctors on the show. I just really love what I do.
When does your show air?
My show airs now on Wednesdays. It's going to be airing tonight. I'm going to have Miss Dana Cody. She's with Boss Nails. She's one of the reality stars. She's very empowering. It's on Wednesday nights now at 8 p.m. and also Saturdays at 11 a.m.
Awesome. So how can these listeners listen to your show as well?
If you need to contact me, I have a website. It's called womenareworthy.net. My email address is womenareworthy@att.net. My phone number is 770-480-2269. And I'm on Facebook and I'm on Twitter and I'm on Instagram. You name it, I'm doing all the social medias. And one thing I'd like to let people understand, it's a very important to network. When you're an entrepreneur, sometimes you feel that you're solo or you're silo and there isn't anyone out there. It's very important to have a mentor and to network with other like-minded women like yourself.
Mm-hmm. But the show, how can we listen to your show?
Oh, sure. I'm on blogtalkradio.com/womenareworthy.
Awesome. And where do you see this whole movement? Where do you see it going?
Yes, thank you. I'm glad you said movement, because that's what we're going to do. I see this. We're trying to turn this into a daytime talk show. Mm-hmm. Because right now people are turning on television and they're watching the Kellys, the Michaels. It's a lot of, you know, celebrity based. Mm-hmm. And I tell people, anyone that comes on my show, you're a celebrity in your own right. The minute you wake up, so you don't have to be a John Travolta to be a celebrity. You're a celebrity as well. So we're working on turning this into a daytime talk show. Mm-hmm. We also want this to be conducting seminars, not just nationally, locally. We want it nationally, internationally, because this is a movement. That's where I see us. We're going to be doing retreats. It's just going to be a safe haven for women where when you come, don't worry about the cell phone. Take off the makeup. You're going to be unmasked. You're going to be unmasking naked, almost like the Naked Truth. And we're going to be able to just talk about things. There's a lot of things that people don't talk about, like depression. And there's so many things out there that I think mm-hmm. that we need to do.
We need to have conversations.
We need to have mm-hmm. truthful conversations mm-hmm. where you don't have to worry about if I tell Phoenix anything, she's going to tell Lisa, Marie, Susan, Johnny, and then when it comes back, it's totally different. We need to just love on each other a lot more.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Welcome.
So are you going to hang around?
I sure am. Yes, I am. Mr. Financial Guy is here, and I want to see him, yes.
So, well, Mr. Morris, we have learned about how we need to take care of our bodies, how we need to take care of our mind. Tell us, how can we take care of our pocketbooks and our bank accounts? If you don't mind, if you can just tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Well, thank you for having me. My name is Jeff Morris. I am with Securian Financial Services, and I work with Wellspan Financial Group. And I'm a registered representative, and I primarily work with a lot of business owners, individuals, and families. And I help them understand what their money can do for them, mm-hmm. you know, plan for the future, plan for college, and just take care of the things that they are blessed to have.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So how long have you been with Wellspan?
Wellspan, we're a new firm. We're about mm-hmm. 3 years old, mm-hmm. and we are in the perimeter area.
Okay, so not too far from here.
Not at all.
But you're definitely serving all of Cobb County, all of Metro Atlanta.
Yes.
Awesome. So how do you work with your clients, and how do you meet them? How does the engagement work? Tell us about that.
Most of my clients come from personal referrals of mm-hmm. existing clients. Mm-hmm. And when I meet with them, it's basically to understand what their goals are and their needs mm-hmm. and what their objectives are to as it relates to their finances. So helping them understand what's important mm-hmm. and what they want to accomplish both in short and long-term goals. Mm-hmm.
So how exactly do you help them? Do they, I guess, bring you their information and you kind of go through it and come up with a plan? How does that work?
Well, first we'll have an initial meeting mm-hmm. to determine what their goals are. And then we will go through a questionnaire to find out what they want to accomplish. Mm-hmm. And I'll gather some information. And then once we gather that information, then we set up another time to meet and talk about recommendations.
Mm-hmm. So what type of recommendations do you give your clients?
It all depends on their needs. Mm-hmm. So if it's a business owner and they have a partner, or she has a partner, depending on what's important to them, to watch out for each other's side and benefit. Mm-hmm. Because what you don't want to have in a partnership is if someone passes away, you don't want to be the partner of your partner's spouse or significant.
Oh, yes. So true. You wouldn't know what you were getting into.
Exactly. But planning is just so important, especially in business. Mm-hmm. And on a personal side, you know, you want to plan for in case you pass away, in mm-hmm. case you get sick, mm-hmm. you know, what do you have in place to substitute your income? Mm-hmm. You know, those things are just really important. A will, as right. you know, as an attorney, mm-hmm. is important as well.
And the thing is, a lot of people just don't realize what they need to protect themselves, just like people don't realize what they need for their health. They don't realize what they need, you know, to be at one or at peace with themselves spiritually. People just really do not know what they need to do. Right. I mean, I know people all the time, not all the time, but I've met many people who have had family members pass away, and they've had to deal with their succession. They've had to deal with all of this stuff. And if the person just would have known ahead of time what they needed to do, they could have avoided all of that.
It's not a comfortable conversation to
right,
have.
Right. So true.
You know, mm-hmm. people take more time to plan their vacations mm-hmm. and trips and those kind of things. They take more time to do that than they do to plan for college or retirement or whatever situation they have coming up in the future.
Mm-hmm. So what's all this news going on in the stock market? How can people protect themselves from things like that?
Well, the market is fluid, so mm-hmm. it's always going to change. It's going to go up and go down. But most of the people that I work with, we have long-term goals. Mm-hmm. So when the market peaks like this, it's just a bubble. Mm-hmm. So if you stay on track and you continue to plan for long-term things, mm-hmm. it's not really going to affect you that much.
Mm-hmm. So what tips can you give our listeners for choosing the right financial advisor?
They need to be professional. They need to have good follow-up skills. They mm-hmm. need to have all their registrations in order. Mm-hmm. And they need to be frank with you and not tell you what you want to hear, but tell you the best things for you.
Mm-hmm. So I know Miss Jackie earlier mentioned how people need to have mentors and people to advise. What's your position on that? How do you feel about that?
I think that is so key, because you can go in this industry for a long time and bump your head mm-hmm. and try to figure things out the hard way, versus if you have a good mentor that's telling you on your journey mm-hmm. some of the things to avoid.
Mm-hmm. Kind of cuts the learning curve.
It definitely does. Mm-hmm.
So is there anyone, I guess this is a personal question. We're going to dig a little deep. is there anyone that's been influential in your life, a mentor or someone that's helped you get to where you are now?
Yes. My principal, Roger Fischel, mm-hmm. I met him a couple of years back when we were with another firm, mm-hmm. and he really turned on the fire inside of me about the financial services world, because mm-hmm. I was just doing it and going through the motions, but I wasn't really exposed to all of the things that I can help clients with mm-hmm. and help people with. Mm-hmm. And he's a knowledge-based person. He's a teacher by nature, and he always has the best for the client in mind. Mm-hmm. And that's just been really helpful for me.
So he kind of brought some of those qualities that were already inside of you, just kind of, I guess, enhanced them a bit.
Definitely, especially in the financial piece.
So what advice would you give to someone that's interested in entering an industry like this?
You have to have a very thick skin, because you hear no a lot.
I guess these ladies agree with that, right?
You definitely do. And you have to be tenacious, and you have to believe in yourself, because there are many mornings that you wake up and you think, you know, why am I doing this? I haven't seen anybody in, you know, XYZ days. I hadn't had a sale, or I hadn't helped anybody. But when you do help someone and you see that what you've done really helped them and their family, mm-hmm. all of those negative thoughts, they go right out the door.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure. I mean, there's nothing more fulfilling than knowing that you helped someone, you know, made their life better, made their life easier. And on top of that, you got paid to do that.
Like, yes.
there's nothing better than that. Right. That's just my opinion. But there's nothing better than that.
And another beautiful thing about this industry is that you get to work with people that you want to work with. You don't have to work with anybody, mm-hmm. because sometimes not everybody is pleasant to work with.
So true.
And if they don't want to follow your directions, that's going to be harder for you, because they're not doing what you recommend.
Right. Right. I say that all the time. You have to interview your potential client.
Yes.
And your potential client has to interview you as well. So you should both be interviewing one another, because there might be, you know, another financial advisor that might be a better fit
exactly.
for that person. You may not be that one person that can, you know, fulfill their needs. You know, they might need someone else. And in the long run, it's probably better for both of you to just realize, hey, this professional relationship is just not going to work.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So what is your tip to people on developing professional relationships with other people?
With
other professionals, maybe in their industry or in other industries, just networking. What's a good tip?
I think building long-term and truthful relationships is important. Mm-hmm. When you go somewhere and you meet someone, you may not be able to gain anything from them at that time, or they probably can't gain anything from you at that time. But I think developing those relationships and staying in touch with people is important. Mm-hmm. You know, calling them and saying happy birthday on that special day.
So true.
Happy anniversary, spouse's birthday, whatever the case may be. But I think connecting with people, like the previous speakers talked about, is really important.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be... There's a lot of social media, so those things move very quickly.
Right.
But a handwritten note sometime and just a call to say hello, mm-hmm. is
and
important.
Also a follow-up. You don't realize, you know, how much a simple follow-up. You know, you may have a consultation or something with someone and just calling them and saying, hey, did I answer all your questions?
Right.
Do you need anything? Like, that can really make a difference between whether they hire you or go with someone else.
And doing the same thing to your clients who recommended someone to you, who introduced you to someone, you know, calling them and letting them know how the process is going and thanking them for mm-hmm. that introduction is important. Mm-hmm.
So it's just take a moment and just use your interpersonal skills.
Yes.
Offline.
Yes.
Handwritten note, phone call, they go a long way. So if our listeners want to learn more about you, how can they do that?
You can call the office at 770-395-0800, or you can go to our website, wealthspanfinancialgroup.com,
mm-hmm.
wealthspanfinancial.com, or you can email me at jeff.morris@wealthspanfinancial.com.
Awesome. Well, I'm doing a little new segment right now for all three of my guests. This is our Zaxby's moment. Zaxby's is actually our corporate sponsor, the location on Lower Roswell Road and also the location on South Marietta Parkway. So this segment, where each one of you can give our listening business owners, just give them an aspiring tip, something that can help an entrepreneur the way maybe someone has helped you. So, Phoenix, if you can leave us with a tip, an entrepreneur tip.
My thing would be to just follow your passion, because as they spoke about, sometimes it can get difficult, but if you believe in what you offer and what you feel like your purpose is, then I think that's your first thing that you can conquer, just having the passion and,
awesome.
And following your heart.
I agree. Miss Jackie.
Hello.
What tip do you want to leave our listeners with?
Sure. The tip I would leave your listeners with is your reputation is your integrity. Don't compromise it.
Mm.
You know, so often, because basically that's the only thing, you know, workforce and life that you have that's going to be with you to the rest of your life.
So true.
So that's what
your word is bond.
Mm-hmm.
And last but not least, Mr. Morris.
Yes. I think being a good listener is important, because when you take the time to actually listen to somebody, I think they feel better and you can connect better with that individual.
I agree. Great tips. Thank you, all of you.
Thank you, Lanice.
It was
Thank
a pleasure
you.
Having
you,
all three of you in here.
Thank
learning
you very
about
much.
You're welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Definitely. You'll have to come back.
Yes.
Okay.
But these are I won't be here tomorrow. You can come back Friday maybe. But these are great tips, you know, really to preserve your body, your mind, and your wallet. So these were great tips. So thank you all so much. So this is Lanice Williams. I'm signing off on another edition of Cobb County Business Radio X, where we highlight the best and the brightest that are in and serving Cobb County. Until next time.